followed by, I think, LSU for the reasons that you're going to say. They have a quarterback.
Yeah, here's the thing. They rated the portal number one portal class in America. Garrett Nussmeier, another year in the system. You have the elite talent. You have pass rushers. Look, Whit Weeks is my favorite player in college football. Number 40, I love him.
He's in that dock.
I know, but like he played his ass off last year, man, and he just couldn't save him by himself. Harold Perkins, more of a pass rusher linebacker, but he's kind of a Micah Parsons welfare edition.
They're trying to switch him up and unlock him.
They'll be an underdog in one game, as you wrote, which I agree, at Bama.
That's it.
But here's the thing. Brian Kelly, meet James Franklin. James Franklin, meet Brian Kelly.
He's Bayou James Franklin.
If not now, when? Because, Jim, if they don't make the playoffs, they're firing Brian Kelly. I would lean with the Bayou Bengals here before I leaned into Texas, before I leaned into Georgia.
So LSU, just so you know, is plus 600, the best value of any of the favorites.
I'd take a flyer on it.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind it. I'm not a big futures player, but keep it in mind for our futures draft.
Okay.
Look, the Georgia thing...
They're the team I'm the least in on of this four.
Maybe it's a buy low situation. First time they lost three games since 2018. The Gunner-Stockton thing, maybe I'm too negative. The O-line was not vintage last year, and the defense lost everything. Now, here's the key. Georgia doesn't play anybody with a pulse on the road.
Right. I think they get Bama, Florida, and Texas all at their house.
So the question becomes, of Texas, Georgia, LSU, Bama, you still go Texas? Let's talk Bama, and then we'll circle back more.
I'm sorry, they do play at Texas. That's a mistake by me.
You're okay.
No, I screwed it up. They host Texas.
Yeah,
never mind, I was
Saturday
right.
Saturday night in Death Valley, I'll always take the Bayou Bengals.